The answer, because it took him 25 years to perfect Abraham so as to be able to receive Isaac when Isaac will come. A lot of people go around and say that they are sowing seeds for their future, for their breakthrough. The man is a rogue. He's been sowing seeds for business prosperity. Lying has not departed from his mouth. And God said, look at this joker. You think my problem is the amount of seed you have given? No, you're a liar. You're not trustworthy. You are still selling fake products and calling them genuine. Sow seeds from now till thy kingdom come. Your own kingdom will never come. I hope you're following what I'm saying. You know the work of God? The first work of God for the believer. You know, of course, it's inside. That's why it makes me laugh when a man today is a popular musician. He's jamming and jamming everywhere. Everybody's following him. He's carrying women here, carrying babes there, smoking here. He's on cocaine today and tomorrow. Then one day gives his life to Christ. The very following week, he's going around giving testimony. 1 month after, he's pastoring a church. I just know him and everybody around him, they are confused. Today, you are singing the worldliest of worldly songs and the most satanic of devilish songs. The following day, after giving your life to Christ, suddenly become a praise minister. Oh, you go to church. Let's just raise our hands and begin to worship. If I saw you, I just drag my chair and sit down. Say, get that girl away from there. She does not know anything. I don't know why pastors don't have sense. Listen to me. Fame in the world does not transmit to anointing in the church. Worldly talent does not give you the ability to minister. There's a world of difference between the anointing to preach and to minister amongst the body of believers. There's a world of difference between that and that which Michael Jackson used to treat the whole world. The problem is because for us preachers, our gospel is not potent anymore. So every little conversion wants to show you that our God is still alive. And for me, I really don't understand. Listen, if Two-Face gave his life to Christ today, I don't know whether he's a believer or not, just as an example, and shows up, all right, in Kingdom World Ministries, he will sit down there. At the end of the meeting, he will have to go and ask Israel whether he can talk to me. The whole world is trembling at your feet. It's your problem, not mine. I magnify my office. I know who I am. Michael Jackson was just another unbeliever. I didn't even Christians. They say, someone come and give testimony. I was second in command to devil. I was delivered. Listen, my friend, you were a sinner. All of you are sinners. The one that's second in command, 1,000 in command. All of you are deceived and sinners. Don't come and harass me. I knew the power of God was great before they delivered you. I knew that the demons inside you are inferior to me. So what is it? Why are you trying to embrace? I won't showcase you in church. As you see, God delivers. Listen, my friend, Jesus, you know, it's impotence of the power of our gospel that makes us want to show off every little resource we get. A stark unbeliever who never knew anything gave his life to Christ because he's rich and influential in the world. He now comes to church, automatically you make him a deacon. Bible says, Paul wrote to Timothy, don't exhort novices. Don't. It causes problems. Now, what's the point I'm trying to make in all of those things I was saying? I was explaining the point that even though the man was famous in the world, he was an unbeliever still. And he needs to be perfected. Are you getting my point? He doesn't just automatically, after being converted to Christianity, become a minister of the gospel. You can be a mullah, controlling an Islamic cleric, preaching a mosque of 5,000 people. The day you become a believer, oh boy, you will go and join Young Converts class. Why? Because God looked at Abraham and said, walk with me and let us perfect you. Are you getting my point? And once you are perfected, Isaac will come. Once you are perfected, the blessings of life will come. Once you are perfected, your ministry will come. Are you following the point? Therefore, the first work that the Christian is supposed to do is to walk with God concerning the perfection of his spirit. He said, we have come to meet the assembly of the spirits of just men made perfect. That is, Abraham walked with God. Abraham, listen to me, let me say this to you. the work for God is an automatic out. Let me be like this. The work for God is an automatic outplaying of a walk with God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah, there's another story I told in that book. It just came to my mind. Now, let me give you an example. One Saturday, I came here. One young man came to come and see me. I can't remember his face, so he may be here today. I don't know. In case you are here, let me tell the story. Nobody will know it's you I'm talking about, all right? He said, what is the problem? I said, with what? That he's thoroughly dissatisfied in life. And he seems to, all right, narrow it down to this relationship with God. He has a good profession, and he has a good job that he does. He's also in public service, that's public admission, like that. And he has a lot of things he does, and he's very comfortable. He has a wife, he has two children. I said, how's family life? He said, it's okay. Now, he now made a statement. He said he has been to Bible schools twice so that he can join a ministry and start working for God. Shortly after he said that, I got the point. The Holy Spirit just nudged my heart and told me what was wrong with him. I said, now I have gotten your problem. I didn't tell him like that, though. I just, when he finished, I said, let me tell you what your problem is. And I told him straight. You know your problem? That is a problem with you and a lot of believers. Listen, they are trying to work for God. I said, that's your problem. And you are trying to work for somebody you don't even know. Do you know one of the greatest challenges one of the things I see around is when people come to Kingdom World Ministries and they want to work with me here. They tell me how they want to work and all of that. What can they do? I said, nothing. Just show around regularly and sit down for Bible studies. You know, a lot of Christians can't stand that. A lot of Christians are restless. They just feel uncomfortable not doing anything. Let me tell you the truth. You are not going anywhere with God until you are able to go to church and not do anything. Listen, you don't need promotion in church for anything. One day I went to preach in one Redeemed church here. I made them laugh that day. I said, some people are working just so you can make them area pastor, you know what they call it, parish pastor. And to some people, do you know it is godly promotion? You know that? You join a denomination and you get promoted. Listen, those are human promotions. It doesn't mean anything as far as God is concerned. Even me talking, I won't promote, if I want to promote somebody, if I had the organization to promote people. Yes, the person that's around me the most, I may want to promote. You see, that's why Jesus had to go and pray a whole night before he chose his people to promote. Because if you use activity, human beings, you will promote the devil. And the devil can know how to prophesy. The girl that Paul cast out the demon out of, all right, was prophesying by Satan. They will give you their microphone, they will cram your gospel. I told you there's one man on TV, you know, he's causing a lot of confusion, the TB Joshua, you know him. The man doesn't believe in God. If I don't believe in Jesus Christ, it's not born again. It's a trade. And he has gotten even Benin confused. I feel sorry for poor Benin. No, Benin is a good man, just that he's not in Nigeria. He doesn't know the kind of urukuruku we do down here. You want to go and cram me? Faith! If you believe God, your life will see miracle. I tell my wife, this man is a charlatan. So, how has your life been since Prophet Joshua came into your life? And then they're not going to look for white people. You think it's only blacks that are poor? There are a lot of poor white people also. T.B. Joshua gave them $200. They will reject their God and confess T.B. Joshua is Lord. $200. It's a lot of money. That's just by the way. I like to chip that one in once in a while so that you don't get confused. The man is from my place. I hope you know. We're from very near, naturally speaking. He learned the trade very well, confusing the whole earth. And then time I watch it, I just laugh. Go and carry one Ken Hagin book and cram it. Why am I saying, explaining that? See, people do it for promotion's sake. Are you getting what I'm saying? But human promotion does not equal God's promotion. Human promotion does not mean godly recognition. Men can promote you all you want, and God will look and say, look at this confused human being, that they are just lifting up, they are lifting him up, they are lifting him up. So that when I want to pull him down, he can fall very heavily. What am I trying to explain? Whatever it is that's present outward as a work of God is irrelevant or is immaterial or is inconsequential except the internal work is going on. And once the internal work is going on, the external work comes out automatically. People have asked me, how do I know my call of God in life? I say, it's like asking a tape recorder, how do I know what I'm supposed to do? Plug it to power, you will soon find out. You look at this air conditioner. Is this an oven or an air conditioner? It's simple. Plug it and put it on. And put your hand there. If it blows out hot air, it's a heater. If it blows out cool air, it's what? An air conditioner. It's simple. What I'm going to explain. What's my calling in life? Plug yourself to God. You will find certain things coming out of you naturally. Look, I told my wife that we were talking. I said, listen, I'm one person that never started ministry actively. I have never known how to study so as to come and preach. I've never done it. Maybe I did it as a child, you know, those days, early days on campus, you know, sit down. Okay, Matthew chapter 11. They check one concordance, read one history. Yeah, I don't know how to do it. I see preachers who do it. I wonder, did they try? There are preachers who write their sermon down. I say, I'm not saying it's bad. I just don't know how to do it. I just don't know how to do it. I am not bragging. This is not supposed to brag. Just to tell you, explain something to you. If you ever see me carry paper like that, I'm looking. See what I wrote here? These two lines is the whole outline I have for today's meeting. God is my witness. Listen. There are only three words there. The rest just two scriptures. I wanted to make sure I don't forget to quote. That's just me. Do you understand my point? That's just me. What I'm going to explain. So how do you preach, you say, Pastor Banky? It's simple. It's what I know. I don't know what I get my point. When I read to know. I don't read because I want to preach to you. If I, look, I've been spending days and nights digitizing my old tapes that I've had some of them since 1992. When I finish, I burn all of them onto MP3s and start listening to them again. Why? Because they blessed me those days, they can still bless me again. What am I saying? As long as I'm working with God, I wish people would understand this. If you will do the same thing. Some people say, one brother come the other day, they say, Pastor Banky, I think you're heavily anointed. I laughed. I said, thank you very much. I know one thing I just realized. That I don't want to explain to you. Yes, he thinks I'm heavily anointed because when I preach, all right, he gets blessed. All right? This is the point I want to make. If you will, listen to me, connect with God also, you will be heavily anointed business-wise. I don't know what I get, honestly. You connect with God. The spirit that comes out and makes the air conditioner cool, that same spirit goes out and heats up a heater. That same spirit goes out and puts on a plasma TV. That same spirit goes out, brings out light to light up this whole platform. That same spirit, the same spirit, is called electricity. The same spirit. That same spirit entered into me. It made me preach effectively. That same spirit will enter into you, make you a successful businessman. That same spirit will enter into another person, make her a very, 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 very successful wife and mother. Enter another person, make him a successful president. Another person, make him a successful lecturer. But people say that when you see you studying, say, are you a pastor? Hey, the thing always annoys me. They think you study because you want to preach. As a matter of fact, I don't. I study because without it, I'm not an effective father. I study because without it, I'm not an effective husband. I study because without it, I am not an effective Christian. I study because without it, I'm not an effective minister. The same book I read, you should read. I read a book on faith. You say, oh, because I want to go and preach on faith. Come on, slap your face in the face if you ever say that. You think I'm reading a book on faith because I want to go and preach on faith? No. I read a book on faith because I want my life to be full of faith. It will spill over, all right, in my preaching. In the same manner, it will spill over in your own area of ministry. Please, I hope you're getting what I'm going to explain. Listen, it will spill over. So what do? You effectively do the work that is inside. The one that is outside will come out automatically. What's the first thing that is the work of God? My brother, my sister. The work of God is not first outside, though. That is why I was telling you yesterday. People will be professional harlots, but they are senior pastors. What I'm telling you is not imagination. These are real life examples. When they are going on the road, Pastor Jane, Pastor Gloria, as you've been saying, Pastor, all the allergy you've seen is my business for this night. What I'm telling you is pathetic, but it's happening in the body of Christ. A friend of mine told me about a man who's a pastor where he works, who says openly that, look, being a pastor doesn't mean we are holy. Because he was promoted to that rank. This is the point. He thinks that by being active, God overlooks all the atrocities of his life. The first work of God is the one you do in cooperating with him to renew your heart, to purify your spirit, to perfect your spirit. That is the first work of God. I hope you are getting what I'm going to explain. That's the first work of God. The first work of God, look, it's not the one you do that people can... Let me tell you something. Anything you are doing that people can see, eh? Do you know the interesting part? God never rewards that thing anyway. Let me explain what I'm saying. Some people will look and say, hey, Pastor Bang is always here preaching. Oh, I'm sure God will bless that man. God will look and say, why is Pastor Bang always there preaching? Is it because he likes the sound of his own voice? You know, it's possible that maybe I'm a mentalo. And if I don't hear myself, I go crazy. That's my own treatment for my mental sickness. It is possible. You know, there are people who are, you see them exercising, you think they are trying to shed weight. No, they have a compulsion to run. They have an evil spirit that's driving them to always run, so they can't stay in one place. So this man loves to exercise. No, he's not trying to shed weight. No, what I'm saying there, please, listen to it very clearly. I must have been listening to you. What God rewards outwardly is done where? Inside. So if you see a man always preaching, you say, this man is blessed. God will bless him. This Pastor Bank is always preaching. He preaches on Tuesday. He preaches on Saturday. He talks for radio. He does this one. God will bless such men. I'm not saying God will bless me. In fact, I knew God would bless me before I met you. I hope you understand that. I knew I was blessed before I started preaching. I knew that I was a prosperous man before I founded Kingdom World Ministries. So don't even doubt that. I am blessed. Please help me say amen. You're also blessed in Jesus' name. But the blessing that I'm trying to explain is not because of what you can see. Because when God wants to judge, he knows, you know, there are people, Paul said, there are people who are preaching and they are effective preachers. Why are they preaching? Because Paul is in jail and they want to show Paul that if you like being in prison, this gospel will still go forward. You think you're important, eh? You don't know people do that. They say, you won't preach. Don't worry. We will do it to show you. We don't love the unbeliever. We don't love the church of God, though. We don't care about God's program. But to show that Paul, you are not the only one. You know, they looked at Moses. He said, Moses, the whole of the peoples, they are holy. We are all a holy nation unto God. Why is it that you think it's only you that God is speaking through? So he said, okay, what are we going to do tomorrow? Moses, pray your own. Let me pray my own. You will see. God will speak to me as he's been speaking to you. The whole night he's praying. And his neighbor who does not understand the strife in his heart against Moses. You know what he's saying? Hey, that man can pray. Oh. That man can pray. Oh. That man can pray. Oh. And this is it. I told you that God sometimes is very dangerous. This is the annoying part about him. The man may show up next morning. And God, when God wants to set you up big time, he will show up next morning. He said, Moses, where are we going? Before you say your own, let me say my own. And God said, it shall come to pass, we shall depart to the north and turn to the left. Then we shall meet the Amorites, we shall conquer them, and then here we'll be here. Moses, say your own. And Moses will say the same words. It shall come to pass, you know, God, oh God, you don't know who he is. He said to the crooked man, I show myself as crooked too. So they'll say, he too, he got it. You won't know that it is MTN that crossed the line. When God was calling Moses, the line just went both ways. Moses heard it, this guy heard it also. And because he was close to Moses, in the air, his spirit perceived something. I told you there are some things about spiritual things. You can learn some of these things. He now thinks he too is anointed. This is a problem. That manifestation will make him think, all right? that he too, he can lead people. Then he will take half of Israel and say, you people, you still want to follow Moses? Follow me. Not only will I lead you, I will give you good food to eat. And half of the Muguns will follow him, and all of them will be destroyed. He said, Pastor Banky, what is the defense against such things? It's simple. What is your motivating factor? In his own case, it was strife. It is simple. That's why the work inside is more important. So he said, God, how do we move the people? How do we do your work? God said, listen, relax, forget that work first. Sit down. Why are you jealous of Moses? You say, me jealous? Yes, over you are jealous. Then you spend the next 6 months working on your jealousy. You know, that's why I'm one person, I have studied, look, listen, I'm not bragging here, but I've been actively studying the scriptures for 22 years. I became a student, not that I gave my life to Christ, I became a student of the word of God in 1987. And I have discovered that there's no method for how to hear God. I have read books. I've heard people preach about it, how it is important. You too, you can hear God. I have discovered there's no method. The other day, my wife was telling me that, don't you think that you're a bit too harsh? You don't like, you say, God told me. I said, you know the fact, because 99% of the times, God didn't tell any of those people anything. You see a man punctuate his message. And I was there, and the Lord began to tell me. And I looked, I said, you're not even a prophet. Go and read Ken Hagin. It doesn't come around every time. And when he wants to tell you, he will tell you that he will give you a time, a date, and then this happened. Then God began to speak to me that you notice a prophet talking. You know why I explained that? People go and learn methods. And they say that, as I pray, that after a while, they get used to something they call God told me. Any idea that comes from the left side of their head to enter into their brain is God that spoke to them. Some other people, is the thing that comes into their mind every time they sit down. That's God speaking to him. Some, the intense craving of his heart is God speaking to him. I have heard it here and there. And that's one thing I told my wife that day, I don't use it because they are not light words. Even Paul will say, I have a commandment from God. And he will tell them, he said, the next matter you wrote me about, I don't have a commandment, but this is what I think is right. Those who are one quarter as sure as Paul is, they are saying God told me. Why did I explain that? I said, I have discovered there's no method. God does not teach methods on how to hear him. He doesn't. You know what he does? He teaches methods for purification of your heart. If your heart is pure, you will hear God when he needs to talk to you. And even though you don't hear him talk, something will rise up in you. And like Paul, you will say, I have the spirit of Christ. That's meaning of the word spirit. I can't go into the exegesis of the word spirit. You understand what he's talking about? Spirit of just men made perfect. That is what is moving the man. What is the motivating factor in his life? I've discovered there's nothing God cannot do or will not do for his children if they will have a pure heart. Let me explain. I know some of the things I'm saying, so a lot of people won't like it. Because they have sowed seeds that has not germinated. And they are looking for other reasons why the seed did not germinate. A lot of those seeds were sown in covetousness. After all, Emeka has bought a car. I have tried, I have not bought one. And I went to church. Emeka is my problem because we are age mates. Emeka is my problem because when we were in secondary school, I had A1 in physics, A1 in chemistry, A1 in maths, A1 in geography, A1 in biology. I was the one that coached Emeka to get a P7 in physics. By the time I finally entered university, I remember I contributed to paying for jam lessons he went for. Because my father was rich, his father was not. Yet, Emeka has built a house. Last week, he finally decided to go and buy a Kia Mohave. Therefore, it's inside my heart, I don't know. I go to church. God of miracle, now my papa, oh, you do not fail me, now my papa, oh. What about me, my papa, oh, papa, go, you go, hurry, oh, hey, now my papa, oh. Then one man that God sent to you to come and deprive you of the little that you have. We show up and said, this morning I came with a revelation. to take you out of poverty into abundance.